ज्ञान्तिमिदन्तस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाचलाखाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजाथां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं हरिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सकनाललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च दीनबन्धु ते गोपेशा गोपिकाकण्ठ राधाकण्ठ स्थिते तप्तकाञ्चना गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दाङ्गी प्रणमारिप्रिये पञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च निभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासति गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरि 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 राम हरि राम 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 हरि हरि हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरि राम 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 हरि हरि हरे कृष्णा 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 हरि 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 राम 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 हरि हरि एंड आवर ब्रह्म मद्भ गौडिया part of this initiation ceremony. This birth which Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas had us recite before the taking of vows encapsulates the very purpose of initiation and the purpose of vitrova. Sarvavastam gato piva Yasmaret Pundarikaksham Sabhayabhyantarasuchi. Or even having passed through all circumstances of life, one who remembers the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pure both within and without. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spoke a verse, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai Saravanadi Sudhijiti Kodiya Yudvai. Love for Krishna is within the heart of every living being. It is our eternal essential. It is the Jiva Dharma, the Sanatan Dharma. It's the natural quality, an occupation of the soul. But somehow or other, since time immemorial, in our hearts, and birth after birth after birth, we wander through these universes trying to find the happiness of that love through temporary material experiences. But the soul is never satisfied. Names of Krishna. By associating with those who are inspiring us, that love is awakened. This essentially is the path of bhakti. When Sri Mahaprabhu was roaming through the Navadvip area with his devotees, Bhakti Vinod Thakur cites how he would sing a simple song. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gorach Kole. These words ring for all time as a call to all living souls. You are sleeping on the lap of Maya, illusion, forgetfulness of the real treasure that's within yourself. You're in this dream, thinking yourself so many material designations, or female, or black, or white, or red, or yellow, or brown, or I'm from the east, or from the west, I'm rich, I'm poor, educated, uneducated. These are all temporary situations. But the true self is Jivera Swarupoi Krishna. The true self is eternal, full of knowledge, heart of Krishna. Mamaivam so jiva loke jiva bhuta sanat. Krishna is like the sun, and every jiva, every soul is like a ray of that sun. Qualitatively one with Krishna, we are eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. Quantitative, we are eternally discerned. Nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam eko bahunam bhati kama. That there is one supreme eternal, and there are limitless eternals who are all subordinate to that one supreme eternal. Therefore, our nature is to love Krishna through service. And as the Srimad Bhagavatam explains, when you water the root of the tree, that water reaches every part of the tree. When we actually connect to that love of Krishna, which is our true nature, it naturally manifests as compassion toward all beings. Because as we see our own relationship with Krishna, aham bija pratapita, we can recognize everyone's relationship with Krishna. True brotherhood and sisterhood on the spiritual platform comes through the self-realization. It's a matter simply of waking up. It's the simplest thing, but it's so difficult. Srila Prabhupada would say that Krishna consciousness is simple for the simple-hearted and very difficult for complex, crooked-hearted people. So the simple heart that Srila Prabhupada is discussing is to not be corrupted by the tendencies of the false ego. Trinadapi sunichena, taror iba sahishna. Amani namanadena kirtaniya sadahari. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us this verse, which is of the highest importance for all of his followers. Lord Chaitanya told us we should take this verse and put it on the string of the holy name and wear it over our heart always, to keep a simple heart, which means to be humble, more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant, forgiving than a tree, eager to offer all respect to others and expect none in return. In this spirit, we can chant the holy names constantly. So much of the problems within the world, even within religions, is based on this ego of trying to prove oneself superior to others. This condition can only happen when we are really disconnected from Krishna. Because when we're connected to Krishna and we feel Krishna's love and we understand Krishna's glory, just appreciating Krishna is so satisfying to us. We do not have to prove ourselves to anyone. We just want to prove Krishna's glories to everyone. Nam namakari bahuta nija sarva shakti. And Krishna has so many names and has appeared in many ways. But he's all attractive, all loving. To awaken that love, to be attracted to the supreme object of all love, comes simply by remembering Krishna. Because as this verse, Om Apavitra Apavitro Va, is explaining, Krishna is supremely pure. And it is a natural law that what we associate with, we become influenced by those qualities. Srila Prabhupada gave the simple example, if you put an iron rod in fire, it becomes red and hot like fire. You put the same iron rod in ice, it becomes cold as ice. So what we associate with, we become affected by that. Krishna is supremely pure. When we associate with Krishna, we become purified. Krishna's name is Pavitra. Cheto darpanam arjanam. Humanity, because it's the most simple and accessible way of associating and connecting with Krishna. Nama chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Ras Vikra. Krishna's not different than the name Krishna. Nam nama kauri bahuda nija sarva shaktis. And all these divine names of God, the Lord has invested his power, his presence, his beauty, his sweetness. And by chanting these names in the proper consciousness, especially, very quickly we become purified. Like the analogy of a mirror. The mind is like that mirror. When you look in a mirror, you're supposed to see yourself. But when the mirror is covered by layers and layers of dust and debris that have been collecting for many, many lifetimes, and we see that dust and we identify that this is me. And we act with the misconception that satisfying the demands of this dust is going to satisfy me. But only every action and every word in that misconception only adds more and more and more dust to the mirror of the mind. But this chanting of Krishna's names cleanses the mirror, removes the unwanted anarthas, the upadis, the misconceptions, so we can actually see ourselves as a pure, eternal soul. Najayate mriyate vakadachit, beyond birth, beyond death. Prema pumarthaman. And we realize the ultimate goal of all of our aspirations, to experience the love that's within us, to experience the inconceivable, unlimited love for Krishna. It is Krishna's nature that he has achintya shakti, inconceivable potencies. And the most inconceivable of his potencies is that although there are limitless beings When we surrender to Krishna with humble love, when we awaken that consciousness within us through chanting his names and associating with his devotees and living in his service spirit, then we feel Krishna intimately, personally, infinitely loves each and every one of us. There's no possibility of being envious in that state, because we're so satisfied in feeling Krishna's love, and yet we're humbled by it. We're not proud in an arrogant way. We're humbled by that love. And we also recognize that love, same love Krishna has for every living being. Inconceivable. And now there's something even more inconceivable. That supreme, all-powerful personality of Godhead, who has unlimited love for every living being, and there are limitless living beings, is conquered by the love of each and every one of us. Is Bhakta Vatsal. Rupa Goswami tells that pure devotional service is very rare. And one of the reasons it's so rare is Krishna becomes subordinate to the pure love of his devotee. When Krishna was sitting on bank of Yamuna, taking prasad with the gopas, the cowherd boys, there were thousands of them sitting in circles around. A little circle with 8, and then 16 around them, 32 around them, 64 around them. Circle, circle, circle. So many circles. So many boys. And every boy was thinking, Krishna's only looking at me. He's only smiling at me. Of all these thousands of boys. And yet in their hearts, they're knowing that he's actually doing that for everyone. That's Krishna's love. And he's conquered by our love. And we are conquered by his love. In the material world, everyone wants to conquer, even in the name of God. But in bhakti, we want to be conquered. And by being conquered, we actually conquer. Does that make sense? Doesn't make sense, actually. But some spiritual principles are achinta. They're not supposed to make sense rationally. But philosophically, they do. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Srila Rupa Goswami at Prayag, the place where the confluence of the Yamuna, Ganga, and Saraswati rivers, he explained the science of Krishna consciousness. And on the basis of that 10 days of teachings, Lord Chaitanya told Rupa Goswami to expand it into many, many books that will systemize and give authenticity through the evidence of the greatest scriptures and saints to the path of devotion. And there he gave an example that a devotee is like a gardener. How many of you do gardening? Please raise your hands. Gardening is really nice because it really puts us in touch with Mother Earth and nature. It's nice to see the miracle of nature. And Prabhupada said, when you talk of nature, the next question is, whose nature? It is Krishna's nature. It's Ladini Shakti Sri Radha, is his supreme nature, his nature of compassion, his nature of love. And she manifests as Mother Earth, Bhumi, and the miracles that she's performing. So in this sense, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasadi by Bhakti Lata Bija. After wandering through so many lifetimes and so many universal creations, when one is very fortunate, the living being, the person, receives the seed of bhakti from a guru, from a true devotee of the Lord. And that seed of bhakti, when it awakens within our heart, it's the most precious thing we have. And it's very important that we understand its value and take care of it. Srila Prabhupada gave an example. If a poor person is given an incredibly valuable diamond that's worth tens and millions of dollars, and he's living on the street, will he just put the diamond down and say, well, I'll come back after a few days and pick it up? He'll protect that diamond with all of his heart and soul, because he knows many people are trying to steal it from him if he doesn't. Well, the seed of bhakti is limitlessly more valuable than any diamond. Because a diamond can get you some wealth, but then eventually you have to grow old, diseased, and die. But the seed of love can awaken the eternal joy, the anandam buddhivardhanam that we're all seeking. So it's very important that we have the association of devotees so that we keep focused on the value of what we have received. Because the nature of Maya, or the illusory energy, is through the propaganda of society, through the conditionings and habits of our own way of thinking in the mind. We become distracted to think so many other things are important. And obviously we have to perform our duties in this world. Our family duties, our occupational duties. The Bhagavad Gita teaches we should perform our duties wholeheartedly, but always with a focus on doing it in relation to our own souls, to our true self. And that's why satsang, association, is very important. Adosha tatata sadhu sangat. Rupa Goswami explains, at the beginning there's a little faith which is born from that association in this life or a previous life. And that faith brings us into the association of devotees. And in that association, we understand the value of that seed that is within our heart. And then under the directions of our gurus, our shiksha gurus, our diksha guru, and the senior Vaishnavas who are helping, and our peers, we very much focus on the process of cultivating that seed. We water the seed. And that watering is in the process of sravanam kirtanam Vishnu, hearing about Krishna, chanting Krishna's names, these nine processes of devotional service, remembering Krishna. They actually water and nourish the seed of devotion. And then it begins to sprout, comes out of the ground of the heart, and it begins to grow. And when it's in a very tiny state, it can easily be trampled. And therefore, we have to be very, very careful to protect what we've been given. Following these four regulative principles, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating, is a basic way of protecting that seed, protecting our spiritual growth from being strangled by the weeds of immorality. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains immoral, unethical activities, activities that unnecessarily cause harm to other living beings. Even the tendency to criticize and find faults with others are weeds. We should associate with people who don't have those inclinations, or who at least are striving to overcome those inclinations. Because those weeds could disguise themselves to look just like the little devotional creeper that's growing. And then we think, by watering the weed, I'm making progress. And this happens almost to everyone, unless we're really sincere, really careful, and have really nice association to keep us focused on the true Bhakti Lata Bija, the seed of Bhakti. Distractions are abundant. Krishna tells, Vyavashayatmaka budhya rekeha kuru nandana bahushaka hyanantascha buddhayo vyavashayana. Those who are actually on this path are resolute in purpose. Their aim is one, to water that seed, to develop love of God. In the mood of Gopi Bharatur Padakamaliyora Das Das Anudas, in the mood of a servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. This is the great gift we've been given. And if we follow these principles very carefully, Lord Chaitanya in his teachings to Rupa Goswami tells that there's a mad elephant that when he comes into this garden can really tear it to pieces. And that mad elephant is finding faults with a malicious heart to those who are Krishna's devotees. We should create a society where we are unified on a higher principle. A higher principle of helping each other to actually become lovers of God. If somebody's having difficulty, it's not our duty to trample on them and criticize them. It's our duty to try to lift them up and encourage them to do well and clarify their misconceptions with compassion. And if somebody's doing well, we shouldn't be envious of them. We should be proud of them. We should be thankful to Krishna for helping them. We should follow in their footsteps. That's a beautiful thing. To actually make deep friendships with devotees. Which means our friendship is based on really helping each other to please Krishna. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to Rupa Goswami, as that seed grows, it grows into, through our spiritual practice, bhajana kriya, it becomes nishtha, strong faith. And then that develops through protecting and watering through our devotional activities, becomes the higher taste of actually experience what love of God is, bhava and prema. And that creeper penetrates through all the layers of material existence and ultimately goes to the spiritual world. And there the fruit of praying, of love of God, ripens. And it's offered to the feet of Krishna. And Krishna enjoys it and then gives his prasad of that fruit to us, and we are forever satisfied. And Lord Chaitanya explained that the whole process is happening right in our hearts today. The ceremony of initiation is important. It's sacred. It's a time when we are formally committing ourselves to this path. Because when there is a commitment, it actually helps us to give us strength that yes, this must be done. Just like in marriage, traditionally in marriage, there's a vow taken. And then despite how many difficulties and problems there may be, somehow or other we're going to make it work. So at an initiation, despite whatever distractions or problems there may be, I'm going to cultivate the seed of devotion. I'm going to live with dignity, integrity, morality, with character. I'm going to give the time and the energy to chant Krishna's names, to hear about Krishna, and to actually show my gratitude for what I have received. There's so many problems in the world today. What is the cause? It's not this religion or that religion or this ism or that ism. Or this race or that race. It's ahankar. It's just the false ego. That's the root of all these problems. And if we want to actually make a difference in the world, we can, individually and collectively, by actually rising above the cause of the problem, the ego. By adopting this simple principle, being the servant of the servant of the servant, being an instrument of the love of God that's within us. That's what initiation is about, to commit ourselves to that principle. Srila Prabhupada, our beloved founder, Acharya, he received the instruction to give this bhakti to the whole world. It was in 1922. He first met his guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And at the first instance of their meeting, he was given this instruction. Take the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Bhagavad Gita, and bring it to the whole world in the English language. And Prabhupada at the time was very much a committed follower of Mahatma Gandhi and his freedom movement. And Srila Prabhupada explained, because he wasn't going to blindly just follow, he needed to be convinced. He said, who is going to respect what we say if India is subordinate to the British? First we should get independence. Then people will take our message seriously. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur replied, governments are always changing. Political climates are always changing. But there's one eternal truth, that we're eternal souls. We're all servants of God, and love of God is within us. It's the only solution to the real problems of the world. To actually understand our unity with Krishna, and in that, our true unity with all living beings, beyond all of these egoistic differences. He said, this cannot wait. Srila Prabhupada took that instruction as his life and soul. And he prepared his whole life to do that. And eventually in 1965, he boarded the cargo ship Jaladuta in Calcutta and sailed across oceans and continents to America. He had no money. He had no supporters. But he had complete faith in Krishna's holy names. And out of his compassion, he established a movement where literally millions of people all over the world are tasting the sweetness of bhakti. So we are united under the compassion of Srila Prabhupada. And within our society, we are all working together according to our roles to help fulfill his mission of love. Some take the role of Diksha Gurus or Shiksha Gurus or temple presidents or GBCs or pujaris or Sankirtan leaders or cooks or husbands or wives or students or working in the congregation and contributing. Every service is limitlessly valuable if we're sincere. And we're all working together just to help Srila Prabhupada give this message to the world. And this is beautiful. In that sense, we are all one family. We are all really brothers and sisters. And when we deeply understand how we're truly brothers and sisters in Srila Prabhupada's service together, then together we can identify how every living being is our brothers and sisters and share this message with them. Share this shower of grace with them. In this spirit, Prabhupada said, you could show your love for me by cooperating. Because actual cooperation means we're really focused on the true spirit of bhakti as the servant of the servant of the servant. Just like that baby is crying for mother, and the mother, wherever she was, she ran out to help the baby. Yes. Now some of you mothers are sitting here and your children are, if they're just playing, the mother just sits happily in the lecture. But when the baby really starts screaming, the mother runs too. So Prabhupada gave us this instruction. We should chant Krishna's name like a baby crying for mother in a helpless condition. When we have that sincerity, when we have that feeling, and Krishna, who is none different than his name, responds in an extraordinary way to be with us, to purify us, to empower us. This is the meaning of initiation. Everyone, please recite the 10 offenses to the holy names together. Thank you. So when you come up, please state your vows. You chant at least 16 rounds and follow these, recite each of the four regulative principles. And to be the, to strive to be the servant of the servant of Srila Prabhupada's devotees.
So now we'll request devotees in order to offer obeisance to Srila Prabhupada, then to His Holiness Radhana Swami, and then state your vows and then get back to your seats. So at this time we request Chirag Prabhu to come forward.
I vow to chant 16 rounds, minimum 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra daily on beads. I vow to follow the four regulative principles, namely no gambling, no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex. I vow to always strive to be the servant of servants of Srila Prabhupada and his devotees and his mission.
Thank you. Thank you very much. On behalf of Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Parampara, it's my honor to offer you the name Chaitanya Kishore Das.
Hariva! Chaitanya Kishore Das Prabhu Ki!
So now we request Chinmay Prabhu to come forward.
I take the vow that every day I will chant at least 16 rounds. To the end of my life, I will follow the four regulative principles. No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex. And I would always like to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission in the mood of servant of the servant of the servant. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Srila Prabhupada, our Guru Parampara, very happy to give you the name Chaitanya Priya Das.
Hariva! Chaitanya Priya Das Prabhu Ki!
Hare Krishna Maharaj, I take the vow that I will chant the Hare Krishna mantra at least 16 rounds on a daily basis. I also take the vow that I will follow the four regulative principles, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication, and no meat eating. And I will also do my very best to serve Prabhupada's mission by being the servant of the servant of Prabhupada and the devotees.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Srila Prabhupada, Guru Parampara, we are happy to offer you the name Sachi Kumar Das.
Arriva! Sachi Kumar Das Rogi!
I vow to chant my 16 rounds daily on my beats, and I vow to follow the four regulative principles. No meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, and no illicit sex. I vow to serve the Prabhupada's mission as being the servant of the servant of the servant to fulfill his mission.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Srila Prabhupada, grateful to offer you the name Krishna Murari Das.
Arriva! Krishna Murari Das Prabhu Ki!
I follow four regular principles. No meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. I chanting every day of 16 rounds. I am servant of Vaishnavas. My body, my soul surrendered to Prabhupada mission by Guru Maharaj.
We have a Srila Prabhupada, our Guru Parampara, I'm very happy to offer you the name Rasika Kumari Devi Das.
Arriva! Rasika Kumari Devi Mataji Ki!
Hare Krishna Maharaj, today I take a vow in front of Sri Sri Kishore Kishori, Srila Prabhupada and all the assembled devotees that I will follow the four regulative principles, namely no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling and no illicit sex. I also take a vow to chant minimum of 16 rounds on my beats every day without fail for the rest of my life. I also take a vow to serve the mission of Srila Prabhupada in the mood of humble servant of the servant of the servant.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Srila Prabhupada, our Guru Parampara, I'm very happy to offer you the name Shama Sakhi Devi.
Shama Sakhi Devi Ki!
Shivangi.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, in front of Sri Sri Kishore Kishori and Srila Prabhupada, I take a vow today that I'll follow four regulative principles, namely no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex. Also, I take a vow that I will chant minimum of 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra on my beads every day. And also I take a vow that I will serve in the mission of Srila Prabhupada in the mood of humble servant of the devotees. Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you. Adipo. On behalf of Srila Prabhupada, our Guru Parampara, I am honored to offer you the name Shama Gopi Devi Das.
Shama Gopi Devi Ki. Hare Krishna Maharaj. Today in front of Kishori Kishori, I take vow following four regular principles, not meat eating, not gambling, not illicit sex, not taking intoxication, and always chant at least 16 rounds per day, and of the rest of my life serve Srila Prabhupada mission and be Dasa Dasa Anudasa, and I put my life on lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and you, and I promise I take the best what I can to do to increase and unite all the everybody. Where I'm going, I will be preach and put my life to you, lotus feet. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Parampara, very happy to give you the name Ishwari Kishori Devi Das.
Ishwari Kishori Devi Ki.
In front of their lordships, Srila Prabhupada and the assembled Vaishnavas, I vow to chant a minimum of 16 rounds of the Maha Mantra every day. I vow to follow the four regulative principles, namely, no illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating, and no intoxication. I vow to serve the mission of Srila Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas in the mood of servant of the servant of the servant.
Of Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Parampara, It is my honor to offer you the name Jagadisha Hari Das.
Hari Bol, Jagadish Hari Das Prabhu ki.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I vow to follow the four regular principles throughout my life. No gambling, no intoxication, no meeting, and no illicit sex. And I vow to chant 16 rounds minimum every day. And all, with the mercy of all the Vaishnavas of Chicago, especially Nityananda Prabhu, my brother, and of course my mother, I will hopefully continue in Srila Prabhupada's mission as long as possible.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Come. Prabhupada would like you to take dust from the feet of your mother. Where is Jai Jagannath? It's a beautiful family. Congratulations. On behalf of Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Parampara, it is my great pleasure to offer you the name Jai Baladev Das.
Hariva! Jai Baladev Das Prabhu ki!
That's good. He's your older brother now.
So now I'll just perform Aarti and then we'll chant the Mangalacharan prayers and do the fire sacrifice. So now we will chant the Mangalacharan. I'll recite and you can recite after me. You have the grains. The bananas are to be used at the end. So grains you use, you don't use your index finger. And you can come forward if you want. Make sure the grains goes in the fire. Om Ajnana Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Swaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam Swaha. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Sha Swaha Swaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Radhanata Swami Itinamine Swaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamine Swaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Itinamine Sri Varshabhanavi Devidayitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryojwala Premadya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudha Apasiddhanta Dvantaharine Swaha Namo Gaura Kishoraya Shakshat Vairagya Murtaye Vipralamba
prasambode padambujaya te namaha. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya, Sachidananda Namine, Gaura Shakti, Swarupaya, Rupanuga, Varayate, Swaha. Gaura Virbhava, Bhume Swam, Nirdeshta, Sajjana Priya, Vaishnava, Sarvabhoma Shri, Jagannathaya, Te Namaha. Vanchakalpaturubhyascha, Kripasindubhya evacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha, Swaha. Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya, Namine Gauratvise Namaha, Swaha. Panchatatvatmakam, Krishna Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam, Bhaktavataram, Bhaktakyam, Namami, Bhakta Shaktikam, Swaha. He Krishna, Karuna Sindho, Dina Bandho, Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namostute, Swaha. Jayatam, Surato, Pangor, Mamamanda, Matergati, Matsarvasya, Padambojaya, Radha, Madanamohano, Swaha. Divya, Vrindaranya, Kalpa, Drumadaha, Srimad Ratnagara, Singhasanasto, Srimad Radha, Srila Govinda Devo, Prestalibhi, Sevyamano Smarami, Swaha. Shriman Rasarasarambi Vamsivata Tatastitaha Karshan Venu Swanair Gopi Gopinathaya Siyestunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe, Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu, Sute Devi, Pranamami, Hari Priye, Swaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita, Gadhadhara, Sivasadi, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Swaha.
So now for the culmination, everybody please raise your arms. And as loudly as we can.
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Rama Rama!
Rama Rama!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Swaha!
More times.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Swaha.
Swaha.
Okay, very loudly.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
So now we'll do the final offering. So all the initiates can rise, hold your banana and whatever grains you have left, we're going to offer it. Let's see how.
नमो ब्रह्मण्या
देवाय
गो ब्रह्मण्य हिताय च जगदिताय कृष्णाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः स्वाहा
स्वाहा
स्वाहा.
So now you circumambulate three times.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Nama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hey, pay attention to me.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hello
Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.